today's news. Hello again. Welcome to Old News, the programme which looks at the news of today through the papers of yesterday. There's nothing new under the sun, as we keep saying on this show. And it's true when we think about the Laxey Wheel. They've just won an award, Manx National Heritage, for the great work doing all the restoration after it got into a pretty poor state, it had to be said. And the Laxey Wheel been there for quite a number of years, as we know, an icon of Manxness, we could say, I think, with a fair degree of honesty. But was it always treasured? No, of course it wasn't. Has it been dilapidated before? Yes, of course it has. Has it almost burnt down? Yes, it has. If we turn to the Isle of Man Examiner of Friday, December the 24th, Christmas Eve, 1937, the Laxey Wheel turns again, we are told, the first time in 2 years this has happened. It's ringing bells already, isn't it? Restoration work is in progress. The world-famous Laxey Wheel, the article says, turned yesterday for the first time for over 2 years, and by next season it will again be available for close inspection, including the popular climb to the top by the island's visitors. The wheel has been taken over on a 15-year lease by Mr. E.C. Neal, joiner and builder, and also relative of my great friend Chris Neal, of Baldoon Road, Laxey, and he is now superintending its complete restoration. The work is now well in hand, and the news that this feature of the island is to be granted a new lease of life will be welcomed by all island residents and thousands of visitors who contemplated with feelings approaching consternation the prospect of this popular landmark crumbling further to its ruin. It was a leading article in the Isle of Man Examiner, we're told, some months ago, which first focused public attention on the dilapidated condition of the wheel, although it is true that Laxey residents had felt sorely on the point for some time previously. The Examiner's reference was followed by a nationwide story in practically every newspaper of repute, and subsequently Mr. W.K. Cowan, a member of the Laxey Village Commissioners and one of Garth's representatives in the Keys, tabled a resolution in Timble dealing with the matter, but he agreed to defer it on receiving an assurance that private negotiations were proceeding on the subject. These have now reached a successful conclusion. The future of the wheel, we are told, is assured. They are right about the story getting out into lots of papers, including in South Africa. The Isle of Man Times, Saturday, October the 29th, 1938. News of Laxey Wheel in South Africa. The widespread interest in Laxey's big wheel, the Lady Isabella, is again evidenced by a fine picture of the wheel which appeared in a recent issue of the Rand Daily Times, published in South Africa. That the information with the picture is so obviously incorrect is regrettable. Ah, papers, you can't trust them. The caption reads, "Famous wheel turns again. The well-known Laxey Wheel in the Isle of Man, now reconstructed, is turning once again to attract holidaymakers. It formerly pumped water into one of the richest lead mines in the island." I always thought it pumped it out. "But after an accident involving the loss of many lives, the mine closed and the wheel was left to rot." The paper has been sent to his father, Mr. J. A. Corlett, Minorca Hill Laxey, by his son, Mr. G. O. A. Corlett, who's an engineer with the Daggerton Teen Gold Mining Company in South Africa. Pump water into the mines. That's an interesting thought. A letter to the Isle of Man Times in September of 1938 to the editor, the extract from the Wigan Observer, which appeared in the Weekly Times, September the 3rd, referring to the Great Laxey Wheel, requires considerable adjustment. Now, this is to do with where the wheel was built, which caused some confusion back in the day. Maybe today. "I'm in a position," the letter writer says, "to contradict Mr. T. Livingston Lace, J.P. of Wigan, that the Laxey Wheel was not made in Wigan. I'm inclined to believe that Mr. Lace and Mr. Samuel Melling, J.P. have been confused with the all-iron wheel which was erected at North Laxey Mines. It is quite possible this wheel may have been made completely at Wigan." The article inserted in the local press, bearing an extract from the Manx Sun, September the 30th, 1854, 3 days after the opening ceremony, states that the 10-ton axle, measuring 17 feet in length and 21 inch in diameter, consists of malleable iron made by the Mersey Ironworks in Liverpool. An iron plate on the axle will confirm this statement. The outer rim of the wheel consists of 48 iron sections, which were cast and supplied by Gelling's foundry in Douglas. The wheel was set out on the ground nearby where it stands today, and the work was supervised by the famous Laxey engineer, Mr. Robert Casement, at the age of 37 years. I have had the first drawings of the wheel completed by Mr. Casement in my hands recently, and that was indeed from the writer Edwin Neale, who, of course, as we heard, saved it from almost certain destruction by signing a 15-year lease to restore it and open it to holidaymakers. The Alamann Times, in September the 28th, 1946, highlights the fact that the Laxey wheel is for sale to the highest bidder. Laxey wheel, the island's famous showpiece, is to be sold, says the article. 92 years old next Friday. It's been in the possession of the Williamson family since 1918, but now, along with other property, is to be auctioned by Mr. H.J. Johnson on October the 10th. In 1937, articles in the press drew attention to the dilapidated condition of the wheel, as we've been hearing, and as a result, indignant letters were published from Manx people from all parts of the world. The Laxey commissioners approached the owners with a view to taking the wheel over, but the terms were regarded as prohibitive. The owner, on behalf of the lady owning the land on which the arches are built, wanted £50 a year for 10 years' lease and a royalty of 1/20th on every ticket sold, providing the commissioners repaired the wheel and kept it in running order. The commissioners declared that it would necessitate a sixpenny rate to do that and provide a caretaker, a ticket collector, and third-party insurance. Appeals were made to the government and the publicity board without success, and it was left to Mr. E.C. Neale, a Laxey builder, to save the wheel by taking it over on a lease and restoring it. So it is, as you might know, Mr. Neale we have to thank for it still being there today. For its 100th birthday, well, that made the papers, the Alamann Examiner. In 1954, Friday, July the 30th, the Laxey wheel birthday will be celebrated. BBC may be interested, we're told. Centenary birthday celebrations for Laxey wheel, the largest water wheel in the world, are, after all, to take place. Tourist board officials met the village commissioners on Monday to discuss the matter, and following, the commissioners held a further meeting on Wednesday when it was agreed to go ahead with plans to mark the occasion. Only one commissioner voted against the proposal. A public meeting of the commissioners will take place at 8 o'clock on Tuesday night. The clerk to the board, Mr. F.J. Callow, told the Examiner this week, "We are hoping the people of Laxey will come along to the meeting and offer their suggestions as to what form the celebration should take. A committee will be formed from villagers and commissioners." I mentioned a fire, of course, and there was indeed one in the late 1950s. From the Alamann Times, Friday, August the 8th, 1958, the Laxey wheel afire. Blaze probably started by cigarette. Laxey wheel, brackets Lady Isabella, was in danger of being destroyed by fire on Tuesday, while it pumped up many hundreds of gallons of water. For several minutes, the flames threatened to race through the whole construction, but residents managed to direct water from the river onto the blaze and extinguish it. The outbreak was on the top platform and damage was caused to the floorboards. If not caught in time, however, said the owner, Mr. E.C. Neale, there would not have been much chance of saving the wheel. "What caused the fire?" says Mr. Neale. "Probably cigarette stubs." Again, in 1959, the issue of where the wheel was made the papers. The Alamann Times, Friday, July the 17th, in the editor's postbag. "The Laxey wheel was made on the island. I note from your issue of July the 3rd an article, 'The Laxey wheel was made at Wigan,' says the writer. Firstly, I must say that the keen interest in the Laxey wheel shown by Mr. F.W. Higson, the late Samuel Milling JP, the late T.J. Lace JP, councillors and the Mayor of Wigan in 1954, who came to Laxey specially for the centenary celebrations, was very much appreciated. The Venerable Archdeacon Stenning is quite correct in his book, Portrait of the Isle of Man, in stating the Laxey wheel was made on the island, except that the main axle or bush was cast at the Vauxhall Iron Company Limited of Liverpool, as shown clearly on the casting. Mr. Higson states that all sorts of red herrings have been drawn across the trail which lead to the honours of Wigan. If you go right the way back, there's some little joys to be found. The Great Laxey Wheel. This is from the Alamann Weekly Advertising Circular, Tuesday, June the 6th, 1865. The Great Laxey Wheel. William Ratcliffe begs to announce he has erected a large tent close to the Great Laxey Wheel, which he proposes opening on Whit Monday with a supply of all kinds of refreshments, including tea, coffee, beef, ham, etc., temperance cordials, etc., etc., of the finest quality and moderate charges. You can't beat a nice glass of cordial and some beef. In the Examiner, Saturday, June the 15th, 1901, a short piece representing someone not a massive fan, it would seem, of the wheel. It merely reads, "Each statement of claim upon the consideration of health and pleasure seekers is illustrated by a small picture representing some scene of more or less interest." From the paper somewhere, we imagine. "Laxey Wheel is the illustration which adorns or otherwise Mr. Alderman Hall's production. Always Laxey Wheel. Laxey Wheel may be the eighth wonder of the world, but it is not beautiful. It is not half so picturesque as Guttery Gable," which I think is a passage somewhere down off Market Street in Douglas. And finally, I'll leave you with this one. "A foolhardy act at Laxey Wheel, reported in the Ramsey Weekly News of Saturday, December the 11th, 1897. In the Christmas number of the Strand magazine appears the following. Kilpatrick, a one-legged cyclist, also accomplished the feat of standing with his wheel on the top of Laxey Wheel in the Isle of Man. Everybody who knows the celebrated wheel, which stands over 100 feet high, will appreciate Kilpatrick's recklessness. The circumference of the wheel is covered with buckets, into which the water flows, and one revolution is made every 40 seconds. Kilpatrick obtained permission to have a photograph taken of himself standing on the platform at the top of the wheel, but not being exciting enough, something more daring was planned. The cyclist had timed the revolutions and decided he could jump out upon the wheel, be photographed, and get back again within the 40 seconds, a feat which he safely accomplished. An illustration is given of the man standing on the rim of the wheel, holding his bicycle in his hands. It is needless to say that the performance terrorised the onlookers, who thought Kilpatrick would be dashed to the ground. Do not try this, children. It is not a good idea. But the Laxey Wheel, I'm very pleased to say, has been saved despite what appears to be a very checkered history. Will the same stories be featured in the papers, online or otherwise, over the next 50 or 100 years? Almost certainly, I would think. It's all old news. Until next week, cheerio. You're gonna be yesterday's news.